right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where I want to ask you a question. This is leading us into Health Matters. And for our look at Health Matters, with some help from Medical News Today, I want to ask you this. If you were trying to calculate your ideal weight, would you prefer to calculate it using the body mass index or the waist to hip ratio or waist to height ratio or the body fat percentage technique? Okay, so let me give those to you again. You're really interested in calculating your ideal weight. And remember something that you hear me say fairly often. I know that since we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 60% of Americans who are either overweight or obese, that means we have somewhere around 40% of Americans who are neither overweight nor obese. Now, I say that to say this. You're talking about almost half and half. Almost half of Americans are either overweight or obese. Almost half of Americans are neither overweight nor obese. And as a lot of you have been able to deduce, I think that we should be looking at the weight interests of all of these populations, not just people who are overweight, not just people who are obese, but also people who may be underweight. And how about people who are at a weight that they really like? And as far as they see, there's no need to lose or gain. All they need to do is maintain. And there can be some questions for some people who are saying, hey, I want to maintain. Am I really at my ideal weight? So we have all these different groups of people who can be asking this question, given the variety of ways that I can determine whether or not I'm at my ideal weight, or for that matter, what my ideal weight would be. You know, if you're underweight, you want to gain. You're overweight, you want to lose. You're obese, you want to lose. What would your ideal weight be? Would you want to determine it using body mass index? Figuring out your body mass index, would you rather deal with the waist to hip ratio? Would you prefer dealing with your waist to height ratio? Or would you just want to take a very simple look at your body fat percentage? Okay, now, let me review fairly briefly what we began to look at a few weeks ago, and then we're going to move forward. Starting with the BMI again, the body mass index. And remember now, I'm letting you decide. I want you to decide which of these you think you'd prefer to use in order to determine your ideal weight. All right, body mass index, also known as BMI. It's a common tool for deciding whether a person has an appropriate body weight, and it measures a person's weight in relation to their height. Okay, now here's the thing. If your body mass index is less than 18 and a half, you're considered to be underweight. If your body mass index, your BMI, is between 18 and a half and 24.9, it's considered ideal. BMI of between 25 and 29.9 is overweight. And the BMI over 30 indicates obesity. All right. Now, I had begun to give you some heights, you know, since they're looking at weight in relation to height with the BMI. I had begun to share with you some of those weight to height ratios. And we started with 4 feet 11, went on up to, I think, about, where did we get? Almost to 6 feet. All right. So I won't go over all of those weights, but I do want to share with you just a little bit of this, just a few, and then we'll get to some of the ones that we did not look at yet. If this is, and basically what we're saying is, if this is your height, using the BMI now, we're only looking at the BMI right now, your body mass index, as a way of determining what your ideal weight could be or should be. I'm going to give you the height. And then based on that height, I'll tell you what they say would put you either in the normal category, overweight category, obesity category, or severe obesity category, based on what your what the weight range is compared to your height. So again, if you're 4 feet, 10 inches, they say that your normal weight would be in the range of 91 to 115 pounds. You're overweight if you're 119 to 138 pounds. You're obese if you weigh 143 to 186. And you're severely obese if your weight falls in the range of 191 to 258. That's 4 feet, 10 inches. All right. Now, let's look at some more of these. Body mass index. That was 4'10". How about 5 feet? If you're 5 feet tall, 60 inches tall, and your weight is in the range of 97 to 123 pounds, you're in the normal, your weight is considered normal. If you're in the range of 128 to 148, the weight is considered overweight. 153 to 199 is considered obese, and 204 to 276 is considered severely obese. How about 5'2"? Normal weight, 104 to 131 pounds. Overweight, 136 to 158. Obese, 164 to 213. Severely obese, 218 to 295. Now, one of the things I want you to consider is whether your ideal weight changes depending on which of these methods you use. We are going to take a look at the other methods. And I want you to decide, okay, which of these should I use based on the information being given? All right, 5'5", you're 5 feet 5 inches tall. Normal weight, 114 to 144. Overweight, 150 to 174. Obese, 180 to 234. Severely obese, 240 to 324. All right, let's take it up to 5'8", 5 feet 8 inches. Normal weight. Okay, I got you. All right. Some of the ladies are saying, wait a minute, hold up. Don't skip over that fast. I like to know where I am, and you've missed me. I know I did skip quite a few, and, you know, quite a few heights in there that would be relevant to a lot of ladies. Okay, where y'all want me to go? Okay, 5'4". 5'4", 110 to 140, normal weight. 145 to 169, overweight. 174 to 227, obese. 232 to 314, severely obese. Right. How about 5'6"? 118 to 148, normal weight. 155 to 179, overweight. 186 to 241, obese. 247 to 334, severely obese. Now remember, and some of you may not have been with us when I first began to talk about this a couple of weeks ago. Don't allow yourselves to get too upset. Don't get too frantic here if you're hearing numbers that really don't sound as good as you want them to sound. There are, the way some of this is playing out can be different depending on which measurement method you're using, because some of these are just not going to be, they're just not going to take other factors under consideration. And so the results may be different. And so that's why I stressed, and I want to stress again, we're just looking at one of the methods of determining where your ideal weight might be when we look at the BMI. That's just one of several. That's why you heard me repeat those different methods of calculating, determining your ideal weight a little earlier, waist to hip ratio, etc. So, you know, these other methods take other things into consideration. So we'll just stay with this for a minute and we'll move on to another. You know, we'll look at BMI, but we'll also take a look at some of these other ways of determining what our ideal weight should be. So don't get upset if you're not hearing numbers that make you happy. All right. 5'8", 125 to 158, normal weight. 164 to 190, overweight. 197 to 256, obese. 262 to 354, severely obese. Now that's 5'8". When we look at 5'10", one of the rate ranges is 174 to 202. Again, this is 5'10", 174 to 202. Which of those category ranges would you say that would be in? Would that be normal weight, overweight, obese? We know that won't be severely obese. 5'10", and the weight range is 174 to 202. Would that be normal weight, obese, overweight? Okay. At 5'10", 174 to 202 would put a person in the overweight category. The normal weight category is 132 to 167. 209 to 271 is obese. 278 to 376 is severely obese. All right, 6 feet. Where would this put you? You're 6 feet tall. And the weight range is 221 to 287. Where would that put you? Which of those eight weight ranges, weight categories? 221 to 287 puts you in the obese category. 140 to 177 puts you in the normal weight category. And I'll tell you the truth, 140 sounds so light to me for a person who's 6 feet tall. 140. The weight range is 140 to 177. That 140 just sounds so light. But 184 to 213, overweight. 294 to 397, severely obese. Now, this is where we left off. 6 feet one. 189 to 219. Now remember, with the 6 feet category, 140 to 177 puts you in a normal weight category. At 6'1", which category does this put you in? 189 to 219. That actually puts you in the overweight category. 144 to 182 puts you in the normal weight category. 227 to 295 puts you in the obese category. 302 to 408, severely obese. 6'4". Let's move up to 6'4". You are 6 feet, 4 inches tall. That's an awesome height. 156 to 197. That puts you in the normal weight category. What weight range you supposed to put you in the obese category? You're 6 feet, 4 inches tall. What weight range would put you in the obese category? It is 246 to 320. 205 to 238 puts you in the overweight category. 328 to 443 puts you in the severely obese category. All right. Now, we had begun to talk about the whole issue of BMI. And as I mentioned, not all of these methods take everything necessarily. Some of these methods are just going to leave out some factors that have to do with where the weight probably should be. I say probably should be. I don't know how easy it is to come up with the ideal weight that is truly the ideal weight. But some of the problems with the BMI in particular, it takes height into consideration, but it doesn't account for waist or hip measurements. It does not account for proportion or distribution of fat, nor does it take into consideration proportion of muscle mass. All right, so that said, let's take a look at another method of determining what might be the ideal weight, the waist to hip ratio, WHR, the waist to hip ratio. A person's waist to hip measurement compares their waist size with the size of their hips. Research has shown that people who have more body fat around their middle are more likely to develop cardiovascular disease and diabetes. The higher the waist measurement in proportion to the hips, the greater the risk. And for this reason, the waist to hip ratio is a useful tool for calculating whether a person has a healthy weight and size. So this is what you do in measuring your waist to hip ratio. In measuring your waist, you measure around the waist and the narrowest part, usually just above the belly button. Divide that measurement by the measurement around your hip at its widest part. Okay, so this is what you're going to do. You're going to measure your waist around its narrowest part. Write that measurement down. Then measure your hip at its widest part. Write that down. Then divide the waist measurement by the hip measurement. So if a person's waist is 28 inches at its narrowest part, and their hips are 36 inches at the widest part, they'll divide 28 by 36, and that'll give them 0.77. That'll give them 0.77. So again, measure the waist in the narrowest part, and that's usually right above the belly button. Write that measurement down. Then measure the hip at its widest part. Write that measurement down. Then divide the waist measurement by the hip measurement. That gives you your waist to hip ratio. So how does waist to hip ratio affect the risk of cardiovascular disease? Well, it's different for men and women because they tend to have different body shapes. And evidence suggests that waist to hip ratio can impact the risk of cardiovascular disease as follows. In males, below 0.9, if the waist to hip ratio is below 0.9, the risk of cardiovascular health problems is low. From 0.9 to 0.99, the risk is moderate. At 1.0 or over, the risk is high. So let me give that to you again. For men, you're looking at that waist to hip ratio and what it might say about cardiovascular disease or cardiovascular health problems. If the waist to hip ratio is below 0.9, the risk of cardiovascular health problems is low. From 0.9 to 0.99, the risk is moderate. And at 1 or more, 1 or above, the risk of cardiovascular disease is high. Let's see what the numbers are for ladies when it lets us know what the risk is for cardiovascular health based on waist to hip ratio measurement.